This is Ozarks at Large. And even if you don't hear every daily edition of Ozarks at Large at either noon or 7 on KUAF, we can still tell you what was on that day's show. We have a free Monday through Friday email newsletter that you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you every Monday through Friday afternoon, complete list of what was on the show that day, plus other information and links that can take you directly to those stories and interviews. You can sign up for the Ozarks at Large KUAF daily email newsletter by going to KUAF.com. And we keep you up to date with what's the latest in music here and everywhere else with a once-a-week free email newsletter about music. Sign up for that, too, at KUAF.com. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville routinely holds summer camps for kids. But this summer, Pastor Clint Schneckloth is also hosting a week-long queer camp. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the response has been overwhelming. She takes us to church to learn more.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth refers to his congregation as the Little Progressive Lutheran Church, a sanctuary committed to social justice, including supporting LGBTQ+ civil rights.
And as things were happening here in our state with like the anti-trans laws, it just felt like we needed to have something on the calendar that kids could look forward to, that give them a sense of hope.
The Human Rights Campaign recently denounced Arkansas after the state legislature issued a series of bills targeting transgender children and young adults, denying them affirming medical care, access to school sport, and safe restrooms, and essentially erasing their gender identities, which is precisely why Pastor Schneckloth has named his summer camp Queer Camp.
It says exactly what it is. And we're aware that that word used to have negative connotations, but it's a word that's been reclaimed in a positive way. Increasingly, you can, you know, read books on queer theology, and the queer community has itself embraced it as a catch-all term for a variety of gender identities and sexual orientations.
Registration for Queer Camp, scheduled the week of July 5th, opened in early April and will close June 1st. The camp will be based at the church, a warm, welcoming place situated in a pine forest.
Three things you can register for. You can register for the July 5th one-day family event, or you can register your middle school, high school, junior high student for the Monday evening through Friday week-long day camp. And then the Saturday, the 11th, is the adult camp.
The first day of camp, Monday, is scheduled for families.
And ideally, we designed that one for either families who didn't think that their kids wanted to do the full week, or families who have younger youth who are already discerning issues of orientation or gender identity. And we thought it made maybe more helpful sense to attend it with their parents so that they can be doing some of that conversation and work together.
The final day of camp, Saturday, will be set aside for adults.
You think about it. If you're like, say, 20, 30, 40, 50, any of those decades, and you grew up in Arkansas and you were queer, you had nothing. There was nothing you could really connect to that was your people. So a lot of adults, when they see this, their first reaction is, wow, I wish I would have had something like that when I was a kid.
Confidential group processing will be available to youth, adults, and families. Plus, all campers will be able to experience mindfulness, he says, through yoga and meditation classes, along with traditional arts, crafts, and theater, including costuming and makeup. Young campers will be able to hike, swim, go on field trips, garden, and engage in community service. And there will be puppies.
We have 120 people who have registered for different parts of the camp. We have 100 adults who have volunteered, who are offering all kinds of things, from I'll be the mama bear, I'll just be around and love on people, to I'm a drag queen and I want to talk to kids about what it's like for me to have come out in Little Rock as a drag queen and do performances, and just like this wide range of who people are, that's really, really gorgeous.
Queer Camp will be a safe space for youth and families who feel ostracized, Pastor Schneckloth says.
As we've been putting this together, all of us that are leading it are just realizing what an amazingly powerful kind of like sacred container this is. Think about what it's like to be almost completely alone. Like if you're a queer kid in, you know, like rural Arkansas, and you weren't sure your family would even be welcoming of you, and you know for sure that your church is homophobic and most of your community, to know that you're going to get together with a group of kids who are like you and spend that time together is just, it's people, like we talked about it at our church council meeting yesterday, and like half the room burst into tears because it's just so powerful just to think about it.
And queer camp, he says, is an exemplary way to countervail extreme right-wing Christian bias displayed this year by a majority Republican Arkansas General Assembly.
LGBTQ issues, you could say, are also kind of a marker for progressive Christianity more generally. I think what we're seeing is a whole movement of Christians saying there's another way to follow Jesus than what it seems to be the dominant expression in the state.
Several dozen secular summer camps for LGBTQ plus kids operate around the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas. Only one other church-based camp, Camp Pride, operates in Maine. That makes Queer Camp, hosted for the first time this summer by Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, to be the first like it in the South. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The fee to attend the week-long Queer Camp is $100, which includes lunch and dinner, and covers materials, supplies, and transportation. A camp registration and donation link is posted at OzarksAtLarge.com.